So moving on to our first program this morning, the New Texas Business Courts, we're going to hear from two partners and an associate from Hunt and Andrews Karth. We're very excited to have you here this morning. Thank you so much. And a brief introduction, we're going to hear from Kaylin Dunn, who is a partner. She's a litigator who excels at courtroom advocacy and legal writing. She focuses her practice on commercial, energy, and fiduciary matters. Kaylin counsels public and private energy companies, fiduciaries, commercial property owners, national banks, tech startups, trust companies, private equity firms, and individuals alike. Drew McKay is an associate at Hunt and Andrews Karth. Drew is an associate in the firm's energy litigation practice, and he focuses primarily on assisting both plaintiffs and defendants with healthcare, energy, real estate, and other complex commercial disputes. And finally, Mike Morphy is a partner with Hunt and Andrews Karth. He's co-lead of the firm's energy litigation practice and handles high-stakes commercial litigation with an emphasis on energy, real estate, eminent domain, and construction matters. His 25 years of courtroom experience cover a vast array of complex issues that mirror his broad-based practice overall. And clients hire Mike for his trial advocacy skill, often as lead counsel shortly before trial, knowing that he enjoys and excels at the presentation of live courtroom evidence. So with that, if you could help me, please welcome our first speakers.
So I'm Mike Morphy, and that's a word of warning that your web bio may be read aloud at a presentation. Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's early, but I think that we've got a fairly exciting, at least for litigators like myself and maybe those interested in litigation. We've got an exciting topic this morning, the New Texas Business Courts. Let me advance this. Here we go. So what makes this exciting? Let me take an informal poll, just a raise of hands poll. Who in here either is managing litigation right now, litigating actively right now, or did so in a former life? Okay, that's pretty good. So what makes this topic pretty interesting is that, as you heard, I've been doing this a while, and we've never had in that period of time, nor in a long, long time before that, an entirely new system of statewide trial courts in Texas. Just doesn't happen. Once every few decades, maybe we get a new court of appeals. Once in a while, we'll get a new county court at law, but we don't get this. We just don't. And so it's new, it's exciting, and I think you'll find this hopefully informative. If anybody has questions as we go along, we would welcome those. Don't know for sure that we'll be able to answer them because this is new. And a lot of this you'll hear this morning, we're kind of still trying to figure it out. But the Texas Business Court was established by a law in September 1st of 2023. It's a statutory court, and you'll see that in quotes on the slides. So it's not a district court. It's not a court of appeals. It doesn't fit into any of the regular categories of courts that we have right now, and that appears to have been by design. You'll hear this morning that there's a little bit of controversy regarding these courts, as well as the 15th Court of Appeals that we'll talk about as well. And the controversy stems from these judges on the business court are going to be appointed, and does that square with the requirements of the Texas Constitution? And so we'll touch on this a little bit more, but the statutory court is right out of the statute that creates the business court, and that was selected intentionally, at least we believe. When do these courts start? They're going to kick off the first wave, and we'll talk about how they're going to come online in kind of a phased manner. But the first wave will be September 1 coming up here in a few months. So we've gotten pretty close to the kickoff.